Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We are on Shabbos 88 talking about doing. Rabbi Elazar said when the Israelites gave precedence to we will do over we will hear, a heavenly voice went forth and exclaimed to them, "Who revealed to my children this secret which is employed by the ministering angels, as it is written, Blessed Hashem, O angels of His, the mighty in strength that do his bidding to hear the voice of his word. First they do, and then they hear." Rabbi Chama, the son of Rabbi Chanina, said, "What is meant by that which is written, as the apple tree among the trees of the forest, etc.? Why were the Jewish people compared to an apple tree? It is to teach you that just as the fruit of the apple tree precedes its leaves, so did the Jewish people give precedence to we will do over we will hear." Tosfos observes that this is untrue of the apple tree, which grows like all other trees. Consequently, they explain the Gemara refers to the Esrog tree, just as the esrog on the tree from one year to the next, at which time the tree sheds its leaves of the previous year, the fruit may be said to precede the leaves. So many times, this reminds me, we're given opportunities, we're given the ability to do a mitzvah, but our Yetzirah tries to grab us and tries to rationalize and tries to tell us, I'm too tired to do it. I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it next time. We should learn from what the Jews taught us, our own ancestors at Har Sinai. Na'aseh v'nishma. We will do, and then we will hear. Give me the mitzvah, I'll take it, no questions asked. I will do the task, I will do the action, then I'll think about how to get it done. Then I'll think about how to do it. Then I'll think about if I have the time or the money for it. So many times, in our community at least, there are many people that have wonderful, wonderful occurrences like having a baby, lo aleinu, lo aleinu, lahavda. We should never know from such things, people that lose someone. A lot of times, take them a meal or a potluck goes out right away and it fills up. And it comes to us, and right away, Blee and Edger, if we know the people that they're friends of us, even if they're not, a lot of times we try to jump on it. Even before we think, how much money do we have in the bank account? Even before we think, how do we have time in the day to do this? Even before we think, how am I going to do it with three crazy screaming children? We have to do before we hear. We have to jump on the opportunity to do mitzvahs, jump on the ability to help others, and not rationalize things away, not try to worry how we're going to do this. If you think about things too much, you'll never get things done. You have to be like the busy person. How do you know what type of person gets things done? You give it to the busy person. You want something to get done? Give it to someone who is truly busy, because that person who is very busy makes sure to get things done. They make sure not to procrastinate. They make sure not to do it when they have time, when they think about it. They'll make time for something that's important. That's why Hashem gave the idea to do all the shows. I didn't know if I'd ever have time for do them. A lot of times it doesn't seem like there's time, but if you have an idea, you jump on it. You say, I will do it, and then you'll think about how you'll fit it into your day, and Hashem will finagle it. Maybe you'll be able to do this, maybe this, and I don't want to take away time from my kids and my wife, but maybe Hashem will be that my wife is on a call with her chavrusas, with learning, and she'll have to do something for school, and then I'll have exact amount of time to do all the different shiurim. How am I going to have time to prepare for the lecture? But Hashem will make it that there'll be break between students so I can find the sources for the lecture. You have an idea, you have a mitzvah that comes to your hand, don't let it become chametz, don't let it become lost away, jump on it. We will do, and then we will hear. First, grab the mitzvah, and then worry about if you have the time, money, or ability to do it. Grab that mitzvah as fast as you can. Be like the Jews at Har Sinai. Do it, and then worry about listening to it. Just do it, as the famous phrase goes from Nike, and then think about hearing about it. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 89 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.